Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How are you doing today?
Okay.
All right, good to hear, sir. Happy Friday Eve, huh? Maybe closer to weekend now. And
Yeah.
just let you, Mary just sent over some information and catch me being on the call a little bit. And I'm speaking with Miguel, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, pleasure to meet you, Miguel. So just to make sure I have everything correct, I mean, I gotta say congratulations on the established business since 2018. And you're looking to target just the residential work within about a 50-mile radius. Is that pretty accurate?
No.
Okay, talk to me about that, because we are very flexible when it comes to your target market and your areas. Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, Sean.
Yeah.
That's the very, very bad selling technique. Asking for yeses and yeses and yeses. That's, I mean, shit. Just to the chase. I want to know the price.
Oh, okay. No, so actually, our package, as far as the pricing, I'll go with that first, but our package goes up to 50 miles. It doesn't mean that you have to use all 50. You can actually narrow things down to specific zip codes. But as far as pricing, Mary actually got you at a discounted rate at a 50% discount. So it's for the life of you being with us, no contracts month to month, no pay per lead, call, job, service, nothing like that. Flat rate at $249 month to month. Of course, I didn't go over everything that includes, but based off of pricing, is that something in the right ballpark for the budgeting?
I don't have any idea how much it'll cost.
It's $249 month to month.
$249 month to month.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And that's what, SEO?
Right. So it's going to be SEO for any of the services that you provide. Customers don't have to know your business name. As long as they type in any of the services that you provide and they're in within that 50-mile radius, you'll be top recommended on the first page of Google, along with 60 other directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce. I'm just naming a few off the top of my head here. Now, all calls come directly to you. We don't, and nobody touches any of your customers. So however you like to be shown on Google, let us know so that way we can put that through for you. Yes, sir.
Okay, 249 month to month, and how long it'll take for me to be there on top of Google?
Well, it varies based off of the area and traffic, right? But our average with customers that don't have any web presence whatsoever, we get an average at getting them up there and consistently staying on the first page for the first 30 to 45 days. Now, as far as
Okay.
your directories, we get that done within the first 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And then also, are you doing any type of like social media, Miguel? Like Facebook, Instagram, or anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, beautiful. So with this, you're going to like this again. This is all included in your package, no additional fees. So when it comes to Facebook ads, we run Facebook ads as target marketing. So if a customer looks at same scenario, right? If they look for your business, they see you and they don't call you right away. If they go on their Facebook after that, your ads will begin to appear on their feed with a click to call you directly from there as well. Because the number one thing we don't do is we don't talk to your customers. So I think that's a good thing, to be honest. So. But yes.
Okay, Sean. So let me ask you this. What would you do to make sure that after I close the contract with you, if I have to, that I'm gonna stay on the first page?
Okay, so if you were to decide to leave, knock on wood, we want to earn your business for a long time, but there's no cancellation fees for one. We even do a voice verification, we call it, so it's under recording. I even tell you how to go ahead and cancel if that was the case, maybe. But that doesn't mean you get taken off of Google. No. All your directories, those 60 different directories, you keep those. And your Google business profile stays online, right? So let's say we get you, best case scenario, we get you all these things, everything's working great, but you're like, you know what, John? I decided that I don't want to use your services no more. Fine. What happens from there is your traffic, from what everything we keeping up to date for the keywords are being searched in your area, we stop doing that. So your business profile will still be there, but it may drop in ranking just because of the traffic that's not being developed to get there. Does that make sense? Yes, sir. So to answer your question, we don't take you off of Google. We just stop updating the keywords in your area to be found more easily.
Okay, I just have some concerns about the Better Business Bureau reviews that you have right here, or the complaints.
Oh, okay.
Says
sure.
They say, I'm going to put it right here. To tell you what it says. I paid local Splash to establish advertisement for my business. They took my card number and charged me $600 on November 3rd, 2022. Then they say they're going to call me, somebody's going to call me on the 4th, the next day. And when the lady called me, they don't want to move forward with their services.
Okay. So I'm going to address that with you. Sure, sure. And Miguel, as you know, I mean, you've been in business for quite some time as well, too. No matter what, people are going to voice opinions online. But on Better Business Bureau and the BBB, anyone can voice their opinion there. Doesn't matter if they're actual a customer or not. They can even be a competitor. If I were you, if you really want to see the actual results of people that work with us, it has to be hear from Google. Go right on Google, type in Premier Local Splash, Premier Google Channel Partner Reviews, and you can even look at most recent. We have outstanding reviews on there, and that's more valid because one, Google, you can fight with Google to say, hey, listen, this customer was never a customer, or this person has never been worked with us, so they have to take that off. So the customers that do put reviews on Google are actual customers that you can trust because they've actually done work with us. So if I were you, if you really want to look at to see really reviews and customers that work with us, go right on Google. Type in Premier Google Channel Partner Reviews, Local Splash, and you can see right through there, we have over 700 reviews, I believe, maybe even 800 now, but all outstanding reviews on there.
It's Camp 21. You have 21? Seriously? Ron, making a Google account is free, and they never get you a front page. We wasted 6 months with them. That was 2 months ago.
On Google? On Google, are you looking, or are you still looking at Better Business Bureau?
On Google. So on Google, sure. We have one review from 2 months ago. It says, scam, run. Making a Google account is free. I know that shit. I have a Google account. We wasted 6 months with them with no results. Then you have another one. Say, we will have almost 1,000 backlinks. The reason they can't tell me what they do on a daily basis for SEO is because they do absolutely nothing. These companies are fraud. They're not giving their money.
You must be mistaken. Miguel, do you accept text messaging on this phone?
This is the Local Splash at 10,175 Slater Avenue 205, Fountain Valley, California.
Uh-huh. And you're looking at 817 Google reviews. Do you see that part right above it?
Yes.
Okay, and you're clicking on that. The first one I pop up is in April. Three reviews right there, 5 stars. The next one, 5 stars. And I can go to newest as well too. Most relevant, you can go to newest right there. Every single one of them. You have a 1 star over here. I'm not gonna lie, it was a week ago, I guess. Are very responsive up front to get you a customer, and they just scammed you big 100%. And every person from here even respond to make sure that we always help the customers as best as possible. You know, so let me see here. What is the exact reason on this one? We even have a response right away to make sure, hey, listen, if there's an issue with anything, please reach out. If anything, we have that in the voice verification and say, please stay active with your campaign. So that way we can make sure to do the things that you need us to do. Right? And if you really think about it, we have over 12,000 companies that we're currently working with throughout the U.S. Granted, we're not perfect, right? And you're going to have some bad reviews. But if you consider looking at all the reviews, I don't care how many bad reviews you have on there, at 12,000 companies that we're currently working with, having that many amazing good reviews, we're at a 99 percentile of how well we do and how well we work. And you can fact check me on that. You can go to our website as well. We have 4.9 star rating out of 5 for customer satisfaction for the people that are currently working with us right now. And I'm scrolling through. I see tons of great reviews. And I understand your concern, but at the same time, if I look at it that way, I mean, sure, I can always find some bad reviews for any company, right? Any company. Let's be real. But at the same time, it's about what we do to make sure we address it and do it right. But at the same time, really look at how many good reviews we really have. Incredible.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you. So I'm always curious. The company started giving me the false information as to why we're waiting to get anything done. Okay. What have you done as a company to avoid all these things? Because this guy, Chase, he wrote the review about a week ago. And don't tell me call. You called him or whatever. Because calling it doesn't make no... I mean, you call that guy and probably give his money back. You have 12,000 companies over the U.S., you know, paying him back $400 is nothing. So I don't want to be on this side of the reviews. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You guys done as a company to be on doing better?
So very first thing is we have made sure that, again, because we don't have any contracts, that's a huge difference right there alone. Every month, only working with you, 50-mile radius, you already know that's a lot, right? So with that main reason right there, every single month, we need to make sure we're on our A game so that way we earn your business every month so that way you choose to be with us, not because you're stuck with us, but because you're seeing a good return on your investment and we're doing our job. Now, the next thing is to answer your question is we have very specific groups. It takes a village to make this happen for you. All right, I don't care what anyone says. If you have one guy, that's great. You hit a unicorn, man. All right, especially if they're being a premier Google Channel partner. There's different tiers of partnerships. What was that?
You have a 4.2 review, but I'm looking at it. I just clicked, look, this is what I did. And I don't want to argue with you, John, because I have a business and I know how it works.
Yeah.
Okay? But if I click reviews, and the first review I see is the one from Letty Borrell. That's 2 months ago. Then you have another one, one star. A year ago, and then you have another one 8 months ago, one star, and then you have another one 5 years ago, one star. I don't see, and I'm not clicking on the lowest one. It looks like your business is going, I mean, you're, why are you getting all these reviews? I don't understand if you work across the country and, shoot. But if I click this, the you have one 4 stars, that's, and it's from Gene Taylor. So I'm a painter in the business. And yes, it works for me. Thanks for not charging an arm and a leg for the service, which is okay. I mean, $250 is not bad. I'm okay with that. But, like, seriously, I click reviews and you have, like, I'm going to click right now, view all Google reviews. I'm going to click on the 800. Yeah, that's it. I click on the reviews and the first one is, like, 2 months ago. The scan, run, making Google account, blah, 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 blah. Of course, could be somebody. But then you go and scroll down, and then you have...
Oh, shit. Well, Miguel, okay, so, you answer your question right here so that we're not going back and forth? Yeah, let's put it this way. If you're looking for bad reviews, you're going to find them. If you're looking for other good ones as well, too, you're going to find them. But at the end of the day, if this is something you want to do, then that's fine. I just want to make sure you have a clear understanding of how we do things. As you can tell, I'm very transparent with you. And to be real with you, it's just about you saying, okay, this is what I need. Can you do this? Okay. As of right now, what I'm showing, most definitely we can do this. We can get your brand exposure. We can bring the phone to ring and we can get it done quickly and smoothly for you. All we need to ask from you is a 1% trust so we can earn the rest of your 99%. That's pretty much it. I mean, if not, I totally understand. So, Miguel, I just want to be respectful and say, hey, listen, I respect your opinion, and if you want to see and follow the bad reviews that are on there, you're going to find them. But we're not perfect. I know that. But, I mean, look at the responses, look at what we've done, and how many people are really satisfied with the results as well.
Yes, I totally agree with you, John, on that thing. I'm not saying you're a bad company. That's not what I meant. What I meant is, like, I click the reviews, and the first one I see is a one fucking star. How do you address that? Like, look, I got a one-star review, and this motherfucker didn't even show up his face. I don't even know who he is. I didn't never work for this guy.
Right,
and
right.
I tried to address it, and there's no way. I totally get that, okay?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I wanna get the SEO. That's something that I want to do, and actually I've been looking for that stuff. To get done.
Okay.
So I was not even going to call back, but I called back because, you know, it sounded like we could work before I even know how much it was going to cost me. Okay.
Yeah.
So in this case, we're in the same team.
Yes, okay?
Sir. I just want to make sure, John, that I'm not going to have to go on fucking Google and post about review about your company. And what I'm yes, what sir. I'm asking you, I don't want you to give me a good response on Google, because yeah, I know these. I have to put my phone number on the reviews. Hey, there's an issue. Please call me. This is my phone number. That makes 100%. You look like a good business. I know this from. I've been in business for 5 years, so I know how this thing works, buddy. I'm not trying to make you or upset you or think that I'm against you. What I want to make sure is that you really earn my other 98% of my trust.
Yes,
can
sir.
You do that?
I have full confidence that we can. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So how do we move forward from here?
So the very first thing is we need to make sure you get Google verified. Google's going to send a postcard in the mail to you. It takes about 5 to 7 business days. Please, hear me out when I say this. If you don't look out for this postcard in the mail and verify yourself, it prolongs everything. Okay?
I'm already verified.
Oh, you are?
I told you I've been in business since 2018. And I'm verified. I have a local, I have a map or whatever.
Okay, awesome. Let me pull this up so that speeds things along even further for you. Okay, perfect.
Website.
At the 170 Glenmere Street, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. I see your website as well, too. Question about this. Did you build this website yourself, or did you have someone build it for you? Because it looks pretty darn good.
Somebody built it for me.
Okay, awesome.
What I need to do, I need to make sure the SEO on my business is working with Google.
Yes, sir.
That's something you can do?
That's
what is included on this package?
Yes, sir. So when it comes to your website, like I say this to everyone, you got the greatest website in the world, but if no one's finding it, it's no good, right? So we want to make sure that Google business profile that you have already built, people are finding that easily and conveniently. And that's what we do. And we're going to go over those keywords in just a moment here, okay? So I just want to confirm everything here. So, Miguel, am I spelling the name correctly? M-I-G-U-E-L?
Yeah.
Okay. And, Miguel, how do you spell your last name, sir?
Alarcon. A-L-A-R-C-O-N.
Alarcon. Perfect. And then, Miguel, I want to make sure that I stay on the phone with you even after payment, that you see your invoice on paper through email and through text. What is the best email I could send the invoice to?
You can send it to elsemodelinllc@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. All right, perfect. Thank you, sir. And is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 1875?
Yes.
Beautiful. And then it's the same phone number you want the customers to reach out to you, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. And now the next part here, I just want to confirm, because you got to understand, I talk to business owners left and right. Some of them have deep Google business profiles, some of them don't, but most of them that do, to be honest, have some kind of mistake in there somehow that got, overlooked. Now I have the business address as 170 Glendemere Street, Odenville, Alabama, obviously, 35120. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So the next thing I want to do is make sure we set up a technician call. That way, you're introduced to our technicians, the people that really make the magic happen, for your target marketing ads for your Facebook. Also, keywords, everything they want to make sure to show you how to maneuver through your tracking system. That way, you can see where the customers are calling from, keep track of all your analytics, how much traffic is going to you, even the keywords on Google to help you out as well, too. Okay. Tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with them by any chance?
Tomorrow? Yeah, in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. Okay.
Yeah, maybe around the same time. I have to take somebody. A very important lawyer is going to call me around this time. So I'm going to have to let you go whenever he calls me, because I cannot really let him down. But
just let me know.
So what is the next steps?
Okay. The next steps is we go over the bare essential things. We want to make sure our hours of operations, I can get that off of Google and everything. Okay. Okay. Now,
right,
far as your rate.
How many ads are you going to post on Facebook every month or every week, or how are you going to work it?
Great question. That's up to you, sir. So when you talk to our technicians, they're going to ask you that. They're going to ask you, hey, what kind of pictures do you want? Do you want us to, what kind of submission statement do you want? Things like that. So as long as you have an idea, if you don't,
okay. But this is included on the $250 a month.
Correct. Yes, sir. To break it real down for you, out of your $249 month to month, it's not additional, it's included, $100 of those dollars are going to clicks of your ads. So customers, if they're clicking on them, it goes $100 right to that every month. Okay, so it'll never exceed $249 month to month. Now, the great news is, once you're on Google, it's great. You have their Facebook ads. Now, ads cost anywhere from 5 to 50 cents per click, depending on your area. Okay, so that's more than enough in the bank right there for you to have it each month to be flushed in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And so tomorrow, is it early afternoon better for you or later in the afternoon?
It's probably about this time. I'm 2 hours away from you. You're in California. The company's in California. I don't know if you are in California or not.
Right. No, me personally, I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm in the East Coast. So you're in between both of us here. That's okay. But I do know 2 hour difference. You're talking to them from the future. So, I can set it for, latest at 5 o'clock your time, actually. 5 to 6, they'll be able to give you a call within that time frame. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and lock that in right now. And I'm going to send you an email. I'm going to send the same email to our actual, our technician team. So that way they can see that you're committed to this meeting and they're going to show that they're committed by hitting yes on their side as well. Okay. I'm going to send that to you right now.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And again, if that their call comes through, just let me know, and we can always pick up another time. Okay, so I want to make sure. But okay, sent it. Let me know you got it.
Like a minute.
Okay.
Ah, shoot. So you send me the calendar link, or what is just a call?
It's a Google Calendar invite, straight from me, JSEO@localsplash.com.
No, I don't have it. LRemodelingLLC@gmail.com. That's where you send it? I give you my personal email. Yeah.
LRemodelingLLC@gmail.com. Yes, sir. That's the one I sent it to.
Okay. Yeah, remodeling. I haven't get anything from it.
Double check, Miguel, for your. Yeah, try to check your spam or junk mail, possibly. It could be in there.
It's not in the spam. No, it's not bigger.
Okay.
You spell it right? ELSRemodelingLLC@gmail.com?
You said ELS, as in Sam?
Yeah. ELS.
That I did not. Okay. I do apologize. I didn't have the S in there, so let me go ahead and resend that to you. I do apologize. That's my fault there. There you go. Let's try that. That's on me then, Miguel.
How old are you, John?
I'm 36, sir.
Fuck, you're old. Just
kidding. Oh, man, come on now.
Invitation from an non-sender, Joe, J-A-T-O.
That's me.
I probably don't know what you're getting for just right about. Okay. Okay, let me just see. Good comment. Okay. All right. I got this thing, man. I got to go eat something real quick. Is there anything else you need from me?
Payment. Yes, sir. We're very specific.
You want money right now? Before I talk to the technician?
Yes, sir. The payment does. That's actually the only thing I can't change.
Man, I want to put a fucking Google review on this thing already. All right, how much you need?
You're killing me. It's just the $249, as promised. It does not change.
You think that's fair?
I'm dead serious. It's no change on that. Yes, sir.
Shit. I would like to do $125, man. I think that's fair. Don't you think so?
I wish I could do another pricing for that. But this is I hope you probably won't believe me when I say this, but honestly, you can thank not me, you can thank Mary actually. She put in that credit for you. This is our lowest pricing for this package. You can double check even our localsplash.com. This package actually runs for $5.99 a month with a $299 setup fee. Right now,
okay.
She put in that credit.
How long is it going to last for $250?
For the life of you being with us. And that's why I wanted to stay on the phone with you after you do payment. I stay on the phone with you so you can see it on paper.
Pinky promise?
A pinky promise on that one. Yes, sir.
Okay. $249 for as long as I want to stay. And you're going to give
yes,
me
sir.
Results.
Month to month.
As long as I stay. I'll stay. Okay. What's your last name, Joe?
Don't laugh at me when I say this, because yeah, it's spelled S-E-O, but it's pronounced So. I'm half Korean, half Puerto Rican.
Sounds like a fun mixture.
I quote a Puerto Rican, you know?
Why would I laugh at you, man?
Hey, people don't believe me when they say your last name is really S-E-O. I'm like, it's pronounced So, but you know, people don't believe me.
Okay. No problem with me. Okay, thanks for me to Mary. I'll be honest with you, Joe. I really like talking to her better than you.
I don't take no offense to that, man.
Hey, no problem, buddy. Hey, thank you for... So I got your last name right here. Something goes wrong. This company don't do what you were telling me. Mm-hmm. Man to man, I'm going to go there and I'm going to write a review and I'm going to put my name and I'll even put a picture of myself so you'll see me and it will be a reminder of you promising me something that your company didn't back you on.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Which I hope.
Honestly, Miguel, I'm just confident what our team could do. I know, jokes aside, though, really, if I want to give you like the best tip and best advice to make sure this really does work properly for you the way you want it to, you need to be in mm-hmm. good communication with our technician team. If you don't tell them the things that you need them to do and, you know, you expect them to work things and not tell them or have that communication, I'm going to tell you right now, it won't work out well, right? They'll just be thinking like they're doing a great job and that's it and they leave it, right? So you don't want that. Stay in communication with them. Let them know. Say, hey, listen, I want my Facebook ads addressed every 2 weeks. I want to change this promotion. I have a phone number to change. So anything of that nature, you need to let them know so that way they can do that for you. As long as you put those ground rules,
I
think you'd be great.
And I can call them. And I can call them every time. It's not something we're gonna talk, me and you, or I have to talk to the technician tomorrow.
So you'll be talking with our technicians from here on out. Yes, because they're the ones that make the magic happen. I mean, I know a lot about of it, but they're the ones that actually make it actually happen.
Okay. All right, no big deal, man. So I'll talk to them and we'll figure it out and. Hopefully it'll work, because I really don't like SEO and all these things to me as a business owner. It's just something that I want somebody to do it right, because I don't want it to be consuming my time. You know what I mean?
I understand that.
So I don't have time for checking SEO and doing all these things and all that. I just want somebody that's going to do my website. My website's going to show up there. I want to pay somebody that it doesn't give me a headache. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's the last thing we want to do is actually to be real with you. Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Yep.
Okay. Miguel, then let's do this. We'll do a voice verification. It's all recorded. I tell you the pricing in there so that way you're protected. It's under recording. I even tell you how to, if you, knock on wood, I mean, if you want to decide to part, leave, then there's no cancellation fees. And I make sure that I tell you how to do that as well, too. Okay. After that recording, we'll set up your security question so that way nobody gets involved. It'll just be you and us, confidential, and we'll accept payment. I stay on the phone with you for your invoice so you can read through it yourself. And I'll stay on the phone with you if you have any further questions looking at it. Does that sound like a plan?
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So I'll hit record here. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Elk Remodeling LLC.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Miguel Vigas Alarcón, owner.
Great. And of course, you're the authorized user authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second here. So, Miguel, that's what I was talking about. We're going to set up that security question. I don't care if someone calls you and says their name is John from Local Splash. If they're asking for more money or information, if they don't ask that security question, it's a huge red flag. Hang up the phone right away. Okay, but we'll set that up right after this recording. Sounds like a plan? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 25th in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 25th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So that's the end of the recording there. And last two parts here. So as far as your security question, please don't forget your answer. I don't want you locked out of your own account, okay? Miguel, we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet.
Okay. And what would the answer be?
Larry.
Larry. All right. Beautiful. Cute. All right. So I'm putting this in there. It will never change. Okay. So again, if anyone tries to mess with that, you know, it's not us. All right. Now, Miguel, on the card that we'll be using today, is it just a first and last name, Miguel Alarcón, or is there a different name that's on the card?
There's Vigas. Vigas is Leah Victor, I-G-U-E-R-A-S Alarcón, A-L-A-R-C-O-N. Miguel Vigas Alarcón.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And then also, I'm assuming it's the same billing address, right? The 170 Glendamere Street, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what type of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Let's use a Visa.
Okay. Now, I'm ready for the card number when you are, but I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud.
Okay. 4294 7532 6374 0657.
Thank you, sir. And the expiration date?
10/27.
Okay. And there should be a security code as well?
867.
Okay, perfect. And before I process any payment, I know you've been patient with me. I want to make sure that I do things correct to start things strong. I'm going to hit refresh on this account. I want to make sure that pricing does not change, that goes up or anything like that. So give me 2 seconds here. Beautiful. Okay, so Miguel, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for just $249, not a dollar more than that. You're going to receive a text and an email with the invoice on there, okay? Let me see here. It says credit card number invalid. Maybe I put in too many numbers here. Oh, are you sure it's a Visa or is it a Master?
A visa.
It is a visa. Did I put in too many numbers then?
I have no clue.
Okay. Let me try that. If you don't mind, sir, just the front card number one more time. I do apologize. Let me make sure I have it right here.
42-94-75-32-63-74-06-67.
Okay. Let's see here. Refresh. See if that does that there. Okay, there we go. All right, so as soon as this process is through, like I said, I'm going to stay on the phone with you. If for any reason, oddball here, if we lose the line here, I'm going to call you right back. So this is an important piece. I'm going to stay on the phone with you. Let me know once you get a text or an email, whichever comes first, so that way I can walk you through so you can see your invoice.
Yeah, I got it.
Awesome. Which one did you get, text or email?
You got an email.
Beautiful. Okay, so the email that shows initial invoice, click that one for me.
Okay.
In here is going to be a little spot where it says, click here to accept subscription terms, something along those lines. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, once you click that, that's a full breakdown of everything we discussed. I want to stay on the phone with you, read through it carefully. If you have questions, concerns, you let me know. But once you do see that everything I said and I promise is in there, towards the bottom is the checkbox you have to click, and you're going to sign your name exactly how it shows on there. But I'm here with you, so ask away if you have any questions.
Okay. The invoice is for me, but it doesn't show my business name. Will that be an issue?
Let me make sure here.
I don't want you to do SEO on people finding me.
No, of course not. No, this is for your business, not for you. I just refreshed on the account, just making sure it's still there. Yes, we're good.
Delivery day may be okay.
How are we looking?
Looks okay.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so basically, it says right here, seasonal hold.
Mm-hmm.
You may place your subscription on seasonal hold by contacting client support. During seasonal hold, no payments are due.
Correct.
On the reactivation date, your credit card will be automatically charged in the amount of your regular monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
Client,
so
what contact or not.
Yeah, so what that means is you do have the option to put everything on pause. Make sure, just like I said in the recording there, if you're needing to do anything of that nature, or even if it's a cancellation or anything of that type, make sure you let us know 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way you're not getting charged.
So your initial benefit is not refundable. Exceptions may apply when customers have paid upon service within the first 3 days of initial payment. However, provision work has started. Any budgets on account of pay per click based campaigns are not eligible for refunds, of course. Okay. Okay. It doesn't say that I'm gonna pay $249 for everything.
It's so month to month with no contracts.
Okay, but it doesn't say that as long as I stay there, I'm going to pay $250. So you can probably tell me tomorrow, hey, you got to pay $259 next month, and there's nothing I can do.
God, no. How about this? If it doesn't say it in here, I can email you straight from my email to let you know that it's for the life of you being with us, your pricing will be grandfathered in at $249. I'll put it verbatim like that if you need me to. But it should be in there saying it's $249 month to month.
Say that. I'm seriously, initial cost monthly thereafter, that's what it says, thereafter, but it doesn't say forever and ever and for all eternity. It doesn't say that.
Does it say month to month, at least?
It says monthly thereafter.
Okay. So, yeah, thereafter. Not, I mean, that means the same thing, sir. I need, you needed to say in specifics, I can send you another email with the same.
If not, if you go with a lawyer, they will say, yeah, it's not the same. Thereafter can stop next month. Send me an email
then
with that stuff. Okay.
Then I will send you another email.
Hey, I gotta be really careful, man.
I understand. Yes, sir.
So many times
okay.
I have to make sure. That should make you happy because that means I'm planning on staying for long.
Yes, sir. No, what makes me happy is the fact that, honestly, we get to prove to you what we can do. That's what makes me happy. You know, I'm dead serious, so I'm actually excited about this. I don't know if you hear me typing. I'm writing notes on the account, making sure that we really watch over this one or make sure that you're getting satisfied with your results.
Okay, so username. Should I create a username?
No, tomorrow, this is why our technician call tomorrow is very important. You're going to call from that 877 number. Make sure you save that number. That's the best way to contact anybody here. Also, they're going to develop that login and password with you. That way, they can show you how to maneuver and see how to keep track of all your analytics, the traffic, the keywords, your ads, everything. That is going to be your bread and butter right there. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. So tomorrow, same thing. Make sure at 5 o'clock tomorrow, anywhere from 5 to 6, they're going to give you a call. Make sure you be ready for that, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. I hope I answered all your questions.
Before they call me.
They're going to email you, actually, I believe an hour before as well, just to get a confirmation.
Okay.
Yeah. If you need to reschedule or anything, just let them know. That way they can do that with you. And they're very flexible with that. But the sooner you talk to them,
right, no
the
problem.
Sooner things move along for you, okay? And Miguel, I got to say this first, man. Congratulations. Welcome to the family here at Local Splash. I appreciate you giving us that 1% trust. All right, I want to make sure we earn the rest of the 99%. I'm going to try my best to call in with them so that way we can introduce you guys. If I can't, they still will give you a call and make sure to really take care of you. All right?
All right.
All right, Miguel. You have a wonderful rest of your evening, sir, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Yes, sir. You take care.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.